Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Email address is wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. As always, if you like this broadcast or if you want to learn more about a multitude of wellness topics, we bring you a weekly radio show. That show goes to podcast at kxoradio.com. So you can go back and kind of scroll down through all of the topics from the last year and see things that may apply to you, may apply to your family, may apply to your community that may be of interest. Feel free to share those with whoever you think may like it, and we can have a nice community discussion about wellness, because that's really the whole point of the show. We are joined today by our director, Michael Horn, and for the State of the Union address, that's the way I've got this framed in my head. We kind of cover where we're at, what we've done, our vision for the future, and how we're ensuring that for so many in our community, Imperial County Behavioral Health is the place that you end up having to go if you've got mental health needs. And so trying to meet that need for so many of our community members requires a lot of thought and planning and effort, and it's kind of nice to kind of recap that and share it. So welcome back, Mike.
Thanks.
Hey, in our last segment, we were kind of talking about these evidence-based practices and how you've divided them amongst children and so specialized populations and youth and young adults and adults. How do you manage the integrity of so many systems, so many practices for so many different disorders? How do you ensure that what you're doing is as advertised?
Well, that's a good question. We started off training our clinicians. We had two major systems. And it became real clear that we were overwhelming people with too many practices. Because they just, by definition, if you're working with all these different ages, you're going to have to learn all these different practices because you're going to see everybody. So we, as I think I said earlier, we divided our department up into three main parts. We added youth and young adults. Then we took that one step further and we started dividing up our different age groups into different diagnostic categories and creating clinics. So we have an anxiety depression clinic in youth and young adults, and then we have anxiety and depression in adults, and then we have a recovery center for major psychiatric illnesses like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and that sort of thing. And then we put those different clinics in different towns. So we have right now we have an anxiety and depression clinic for adults in El Centro, and we have a depression and anxiety clinic for adults in Brawley. And then we have children's clinics in the various cities, and then we have school-based programs for certain types of kids at various school locations. So, you know, Every separate part of the department is kind of uniquely set up for their particular age groups. So we're going to have clinics, ultimately, in Brawley, Calexico, and El Centro, just for kids that, for boys mainly, that have gotten into trouble with the law to a certain extent. We're going to teach them things like moral recognition therapy, and different kinds of treatments for them, in addition to some ancillary services like helping them get their GED and things like that. So they're all cognitive behavior treatments. For let's say for other folks, we're going to have different kinds of clinics.
So you've got this real specialized diversity, mm-hmm. right? And it extends to regions, but it extends by ages and then by diagnoses.
Right. And in order to do that, we have to train all these people. So what we created within the department was the Center for Clinical Training. And that's headed up by Warren Sherlock, who has been with the department since 1987 And Warren is a licensed clinician in California. So he's a psychotherapist, and he's been practicing since probably 1980 or so. So he's got a tremendous amount of experience. He's been teaching psychology at...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.